Father God, we do thank you so much for this privilege.
神，我们感谢赞美你。
That we can come and worship you as a body of Christ.
我们能够一起来敬拜你。
Thank you for this building where we can come and gather.
谢谢你赐给我们这个教会，我们能够在这里。
Thank you for everyone that's here.
谢谢你让我们都能在一起。
Lord, we do pray that your word will be placed in our hearts today.
求你将你的字，每一个圣经的字都放在我们心里。
And that we take heed to what you have to tell us.
我们明了你要告诉我们的信息。
Teach us.
教导我们。
Empower us.
给我们力量。
Convict us.
让我们知道。
May your will be upon us.
让你的旨意都在我们心中。
In Jesus' name.
在奉耶稣基督祷告。
Amen. When I first became a Christian, I had the opportunity to attend a summer retreat.
当我刚成为基督徒的时候，我参加一个夏令会。
And this was my first time to do so.
这是我第一次参加夏令会。
And although I had accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, early on that year,
在参加夏令会之前的年初，我刚刚接受了主。
It was at this particular retreat that I truly, truly experienced God and that my life took a drastic turn.
就在那个夏令会里头，我第一次真正经历到了神。
And after this retreat, people saw the difference in me.
在那个夏令会之后，我周围的人看到我不一样。
Something did change in me, and people took notice of it.
我在我的内心有所改变，人都注意到。
And people can feel it.
我周围的人可以感觉到。
Not only did my close friends see it,
不但我很亲近的朋友看到。
But also so did my classmates, my teachers, my friends, and my family.
我的同学、我的老师、我的朋友，还有我的家人都注意到。
And this happened because of a retreat I attended.
这些都是因为我参加了那个夏令会。
Now, but what happened after the retreat, a few months after, relates to this passage I'm about to preach to you today.
在那个夏令会之后的几个月发生的事情，是我今天要跟大家讲的信息。
And if you have your Bibles, I'm going to read from John chapter 1.
我们一起来读约翰第一章。
And I'm going to begin in verse 35.
从35节开始。
Reading to 46.
到46节。
I'm reading from the NIV. The next day, John was there again with two of the disciples.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, Look, the Lamb of God.
他见耶稣行走，就说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus.
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, What do you want?
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说，你们要什么？
They said, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying?
他们说，拉比在哪里住？拉比翻出来就是夫子。
Come, he replied, and you will see.
耶稣说，你们来看。
So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him.
他们来看，他们就去看他住在哪里，这一天便与他们同住。
It was about the 10th hour.
那时约有深阵了。
Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard that what John had said and who had followed Jesus.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, We have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
And he brought him to Jesus.
于是领他去见耶稣。
Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which when translated is Peter.
耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。
The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee.
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去。
Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me.
遇见腓力，就对他说，来跟从我吧。
Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida.
这腓力是伯赛大人，和安德烈、彼得同城。
Philip found Nathanael and told him, We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
腓力找着拿但业，对他说，摩西在律法上所写的 和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked.
拿单也对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
Come and see, said Philip.
腓力说，你来看。
There are a few things I want to share with you about this passage based on my particular study and my own personal reflection.
我今天想要就这一节经文跟大家分享一些我自己的经历。
The first is the theme of following.
第一个是这个跟随这件事情。
Now, in order to know God and to grow in God, we follow Him.
我们不但在神里头我们一起成长，我们也要跟随他。
These new disciples did exactly that.
这些耶稣新的门徒做了，就是做了这件事情。
If you take a look at the passage, when John the Baptist announced the Lamb of God, his own disciples went and followed Jesus.
在经文里头，当施洗约翰说这是神的羔羊，他的两个门徒立即就去跟随他。
Now, how can these disciples just leave this rabbi of theirs and start following this nobody named Jesus?
这两个门徒为什么会离开了他的老师施洗约翰，立刻就去跟随耶稣呢？
Jesus didn't even have a ministry yet.
耶稣那时候还没开始他的福音的传播。
Jesus didn't even perform any miracles yet.
他也还没有行过任何神迹。
So why did these disciples leave John after hearing him say, "Look, there is the Lamb of God"?
所以这两个门徒，施洗约翰的门徒，为什么会听到约翰说这是神的羔羊，就立刻去跟随他呢？
But you see, these disciples understood what John was pointing at.
因为他两个门徒知道约翰讲的是什么。
John probably educated them, teaching them about this Lamb.
约翰可能过去已经教过他们神的羔羊。
And this lamb, if you're familiar with the Old Testament, is in connection to the saving blood that spared the firstborn, you know, during the Passover in Egypt, which was written by Moses in the law.
这个神的羔羊就是在摩西的律法里头记得，在出埃及的时候，逾越节的时候，用血涂在门板上，能够投生的，能够被留下来的这个羔羊。
This lamb will also be led to the slaughter, which was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah.
这也是以赛亚先知所预言的被宰杀的羔羊。
Now these disciples knew about this lamb intellectually.
这个门徒可能知道这个羊，在理智上晓得。
They've been taught.
他们被教导过。
They've been educated.
他们听过。
But they probably don't know this lamb personally.
但是他们可能在感情上并没有知道这个羔羊是谁。
So what did these disciples do?
所以这两门徒做了什么呢？
They left John in search of this lamb.
他们离开了约翰来寻找这个羔羊。
They found him and they approached him and asked him.
他们找到了这个羔羊，他们也去问他。
Where are you staying?
你住哪里？
That, my friends, is a question of asking if they can follow him and be his disciples.
这个问题其实真正的意思是，我们可不可以跟随你，成为你的门徒。
They wanted to learn from him.
他们要跟他学习。
They wanted to know more about him.
他们想要认识他更多。
Simon Peter did the exact same thing when Andrew told him about the Messiah.
西门彼得也做，当安德烈告诉西门彼得这个是弥赛亚的时候，西门彼得也做了同样的事情。
And Peter wanted to know more about this Messiah, so he followed Andrew to Jesus.
彼得也想多认识这个羔羊，所以他跟着安德烈去认识他。
Philip and Nathanael also follow in pursuit of a personal relationship with Jesus.
腓力跟拿单叶也做了一样的事情，他们想要跟这个羔羊建立比较亲密的关系。
Now for most of us, I can say that we probably know Jesus or God intellectually.
我想我们对神在智慧上也有某种的认识。
We know how to answer the questions given us.
我们知道别人问我们的时候，我们怎么回答。
We know how to so-called give the right answers.
我们知道什么是标准答案。
But the real question is, do we know him personally?
但是真正的问题是，我们在感情上，我们私底下认识他吗？
Do we want to seek after him like John's two disciples did?
我们愿意像约翰的两个门徒这样去寻找他吗？
Do we want to follow him?
我们愿意跟随他吗？
Do we want to understand him?
我们愿意了解他吗？
Do we want a relationship with him?
我们愿意跟他有更亲密的关系吗？
When the disciples asked Jesus, "Where are you staying?"
当这两个门徒问他，你住哪里？
It absolutely made no sense because they're asking Jesus where you are staying.
这个答案完全没有什么意义。当他们问耶稣说你住哪里？
To Jesus' question, "What do you want?"
因为耶稣问他说你们要什么？
It's like if I went up to one of you and I asked.Or you ask me what I want, and I ask you where are you staying. It makes no sense.
就好像你如果问我说，你要什么？我跟你说你住哪里？这不没有什么意义的问题的答案。
But see, it does.
但是确实有意义。
Because what that question means back then is that we want to live like you live.
但是他们的问题说住哪里的意思是我们要跟你一起同住。
Not only do we want to follow you, but we want to know you and understand you.
我们不但要跟随你，我们要了解你，我们要认识你。
We want to eat like what you eat.
我们要跟你吃一样的食物。
We want to live like how you live.
我们要跟你住在一起。
We want to act like how you act.
我们愿意跟你做一样的事情。
Now, have we ever asked that question?
我们有没有问过我们自己？
Where are you staying, Jesus?
耶稣，你住在哪里？
It's like asking...Hey Jesus, what are you doing?
就好像问耶稣说，耶稣你在干什么？
What are you doing in the midst of this church?
你对这个教会有什么期待？
How can I participate in that?
我如何能够跟你一起同工？
And following it through means to know and to understand him when we follow him.
跟随的真正的意思是我们要认识他，我们要明白他，要了解他。
You see, these disciples were curious.
这些门徒很好奇。
They were interested.
他们有兴趣的是,
they were engaged and pursued after this lamb.
他们要跟这个神的羔羊要有亲密的关系。
Does Jesus ever pique your interest or curiosity?
耶稣有没有让你激起你的好奇呢?
And if not, why is that?
如果没有的话,为什么呢?
And if so, what can you do to satiate that hunger and that thirst?
如果有的话,你如何来满足这个你的饥渴跟你的对耶稣的渴慕呢？
Now after that summer retreat, I was so on fire for God.
在那个夏令会之后，我非常的被激励。
I was curious about this God.
我对这个神非常的好奇。
I wanted to know more about him.
我希望更多的认识他。
So one of the first things that I did was to read the Bible.
第一件事，我就是先把圣经读一遍。
I literally read it every day and as much as I can.
我每天尽可能的有时间我就读圣经。
I remember reading in the afternoons after a very, very tiring day at the farm with my parents.
我记得有一天我跟我父母在农场里头工作了一天，在下午还在读圣经。
And then I would fall asleep, especially when I got to the part of Numbers, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy.
我一边读着一边睡着，尤其是在利未记、民数记跟生命记的地方。
And I would wake up with drool on my Bible, wiping it off, and I would continue reading.
我醒来发现我的口水留在圣经上，我把它擦干，我继续再读。
I started at Genesis, and when I went through the entire Bible to the end of, and I read to the very end of Revelation during that summer.
我从创世纪就读到启示录，整个夏天我都在读。
And I think it took me about a month or a month and a half to finish it.
我大概花了一个月或者一个半月把它读完。
Now, did I understand what these books were talking about?
我真的了解圣经在讲什么吗？
What they were saying?
他们在真正的意思是什么吗？
Absolutely not.
完全不是。
I skimmed most of it.
我很跳跃或者很表面的把它读完了。
But here and there, I will pick up these great and wonderful and powerful verses which I would highlight.
但是很多时候，我看到很有意义的章节的时候，我把它画起来。
I got extremely excited, especially about books I've heard of, like Psalms or the Gospels.
尤其读到诗篇或者读到福音书的时候，我非常的兴奋。
And I would read it when I got there with such a passion to know more and an interest and a certain attention when I got to those books.
当我读到我很有兴趣的这章节的时候，我是非常热情，我非常有这个想要多了解他。
Now I wouldn't say I got to know God better during that time reading the Bible.
我想我在那个时候读完圣经以后，我对神有比较多的了解。
But I would say that reading the Bible helped me grasp a deeper interest of who God is.
读圣经也让我对神更有更多的兴趣。
And as I continued to mature in my faith and going off to college and eventually seminary, I realized that I have this huge passion for studying His Word.
我后来在我的信心慢慢的成长，还有我去念神学院的时候，我发现说我对着圣经有非常的渴慕。
And I realized that to know God, you need to know what God wrote about.
我深深的明白，如果要认识这个神，我们必须认识圣经。
Now I don't know if you guys know this, but if you are a literary English major,
我不晓得你们知不知道，如果你是英国文学，你主修的是英国文学。
If you're keen in art or an avid reader, you'll understand what I'm about to tell you.
如果你对艺术或者你对阅读很有兴趣的话，你会了解我要讲的。
In literature, when you read, you can recognize an author's certain style.
你在读一本书的时候，你可以很明白地看出读那个作者的他的方式。
Their structure, their phrases, their nuances.
他的整本书的结构，他喜欢用的方式的写作的方法。
Which tells you about their emotions and their feelings and their thoughts.
你从那里头可以了解作者他要想告诉你的事情，他的感情跟他的信息。
And it's the same with artists.
这看艺术也是一样。
And their paintings and their portraits.
看一幅画或看都是一样。
A simple brush here tells how the author feels.
这随便的一笔，你会知道这个画家要告诉你的是什么。
Or certain stroke here will convey anger.
他的一笔画可能是他的愤怒。
Or a particular color that they use conveys a certain emotion of theirs.
某种颜色可能告诉你他的感情。
Now if that holds to be true, then if we study God's word because it is God-breathed,
如果这个是对的话，那我们当读我们读圣神的话语的时候，
which basically means created and compiled by God himself, then we would see the common thread.
这是神的话语是完全由神所默示的，我们可以看出里头很明显的关联。
A certain theme, the fingerprint of God throughout the entire Bible.
神在这圣经里头所要默示给我们的信息。
We will know more about His thoughts.
我们就会对神的想法更为认识。
His feelings and how God acts to certain things.
或者神为什么要做这些事情，或者神的感觉。
Then I believe we would be able to say, "Where are you staying?"
到那个时候，我们可以就问同样的问题：耶稣，你住在哪里？
And we will be able to follow him, which means we take this book seriously.
到那个时候，我们就可以更亲密地追随他，因为我们对神的圣经有更多的了解。
And we would study it with a passionate fervor.
我们对圣经会有更想要去读，更想要认识他。
But not just studying, but also living it out.
我们不但读圣经，我们能够把它活出来。
But as I continue to study His Word, I found that we cannot completely ever understand everything there is written in the Bible about salvation history.
当我读圣经的时候，我发现我们很难真正了解圣经里头对救赎的意义。
About God's personality.
对神的这个形象。
About God and what He is or who He is completely.
我们很难了解神到底是一个什么样的东西。
However, from my own experience, don't let those things deter you or discourage you from reading His Word.
但是这只是我个人的感觉，希望你们不要因为这样子就不想去读。
Because I believe that's the beauty of it.
因为这个圣经是有很多的宝藏。
Because you cannot simply understand everything there is to understand about God, because He's just almighty, all-powerful, and He's just so infinitely great.
我们没有办法就光读了圣经就能够对神有完全的了解，因为神是非常非常的有能力的。
And that our life here, and as well as in eternity, is to get to know Him.
我们的一生，我们的目的就是要了解神。
Now the second thing we can take from this passage is the theme of witnessing.
第二件事情从这个经文里头我们看到就是为神做见证。
Spreading His word, evangelism, whatever you want to call it.
传福音，或者是告诉别人这个好消息。
It is one of the major themes in the Gospel of John.
这是约翰福音头很重要的一个信息。
And John the Baptist here is the forerunner.
施洗约翰是一个先驱。
John is the first witness who testifies that God, Jesus is God.
他是第一位为耶稣做见证的。
Now in the chapter that we're in, verse 36, we see that John points to Jesus as the Lamb.
在三十六节中，我们看到施洗约翰说他是神的羔羊。
But even before that, we see that John is a witness.
在前面的经文我们也看到约翰为他做见证。
Take a look at verse 6 and 7 of this chapter. It says, there came a man who was sent from God.
在第六节说，有一个人是从神那里差来的。
His name was John.
名叫约翰。
He came as a witness to testifying concerning that light.
这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证。
So that through him all men might believe.
叫众人因他可以信。
And again in verse 15,
在第十五节中，
John testifies concerning him.
约翰为他做见证。
And again in verse 34, I have seen and I have testified that this is the Son of God.
在第三十四节，于是约翰说，我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
And if you read through the first chapter of John and eventually get to chapter 3, verse 22 and following, you will have a better grasp and understanding of John being a witness.
如果你从约翰福音从第一章一直读到第三章二节，还有后面，你就会发现使徒约翰为神怎么样做，为耶稣基督怎么样做见证。
This passage we're studying doesn't really do justice for John's testimony, but he in this passage is one of the witnesses.
我们刚刚读的这几节经文并没有完全说明，约翰如何为他做见证。
He's not the only one.
他不是只有一个人。
We also see Andrew, one of the two disciples of John.
我们也看到安德烈，约翰的一个门徒。
Who went and told his brother Simon Peter.
他告诉他的哥哥，彼得。
And later we see Philip being a witness of Christ to Nathanael.
我们也看到后来的章节，腓力也向拿单业做见证。
This is the theme of witnessing.
这个就是为神做见证。
First, we have the theme of following.
我们刚刚讲过跟随主。
And now the theme of witnessing.
我们现在来看如何来见证。
So if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, then you are also a witness.
所以如果你跟随主，你也为神做见证。
An interesting thing about Andrew is that he called Jesus the Messiah to Simon Peter.
安德鲁跟彼得说，我看到弥赛亚。
Where Andrew got that information was probably privy to a handful of people, and Jesus wasn't one to outright tell it.
安德烈 如何能够说他是弥赛亚呢？耶稣并没有这样告诉他，可能是因为他原来就有很多 的信息。
Now, how we got that information, we don't know, and we really don't know how much time had elapsed from the time Andrew following Jesus to telling his brother Peter.
我们在圣经里看不出来说，当安德烈知道耶稣是弥赛亚以后，跟他告诉彼得的中间有多少时间。
But one of the fascinating things is found in verse 41.
但是在四十一节有一个很有趣的事情。
It says the first thing Andrew did.
经文说他先找着自己的哥哥西门。
What does the first here mean?
这个先是什么意思呢？
Does it mean before doing anything else, Andrew went off to find Peter?
他一听到了以后，他就马上去找彼得吗？
In other words, before Andrew ate, before he slept, before he went to the bathroom, Andrew went and found Peter?
这意思就是说，他还没有去吃，也没有去上厕所，他就第一件事就去找彼得。
Or could it mean that the first thing that Andrew did was find Peter, and the second thing he did was that he went off and he found Philip to convey the good news to him?
他第一件事情他找了彼得，然后第二件事情他找了腓力，告诉他这个好消息。
Now here's the issue.
好，现在有一个，这是一个重要的地方。
Most Bibles, including the NIV.
在 NIV 还有说很多的圣经里头。
We begin verse 43 with Jesus.
从四十三节的开始，都是说耶稣想要往加利利去。
And that it was Jesus witnessing to Philip.
那是耶稣叫腓力来跟随他。
Now that isn't the case.
如果只是这样的话
，In fact, in the Greek, it's unsure, it's ambiguous who the he is.
在希腊的原文里头，他只用到 he， 用到他，并没有讲是谁。
Was it Jesus?
是耶稣自己吗？
Or was it Andrew?
或者是安德烈。
Now we really don't know what the author was trying to tell us.
我们并不晓得作者的意义是原因是什么。
But I will state some options so you can decide on your own.
所以我会在这边讲两个可能，那你们可以自己决定。
Who you want to credit this he to?
你们要觉得这个他到底是谁
？Now if it was Andrew,
如果是安德烈的话
，then this whole context of this passage makes sense because all of the disciples did the initiating.
这个经文会比较比较有合理，因为所有的门徒都去告诉别人。
That they were the ones who initiated the witnessing.
所有的门徒他们是开始去传这个福音。
They went off and they told people about Jesus.
他们去告诉所有的人耶稣的信息。
That they went out and told their families and their friends and brought them to Jesus.
他们去告诉他们的朋友，告诉他们的家人，把他们带到耶稣面前来。
Now, if it was Jesus,
如果这个他是耶稣的话，
then it was Jesus who obviously initiated her.
这是耶稣告诉腓力说来跟随我。
And obviously, there is no problem with Jesus who chooses to do so.
对，这耶稣能够做这个事情完全没有疑问。
Outside the context of continuity.
这个我们看整个经文的前后。
Because he's God and he can do whatever he wants.
耶稣做任何可以做很多的事情。
But what if we were to say?
如果我们这样说。
That ever since the beginning of this chapter.
从约翰福音从一开始。
Or even the gospel.
或者这整本福音书。
That Jesus had always been and already had been a witness.
耶稣一直都是在为神做见证。
What if that was the case that the author wanted to stress that Jesus, since the very beginning of this book, Jesus was a witness?
也许这个作者是要告诉我们，整个福音书，耶稣就是在为神做见证。
We know that Jesus, the Son of God, came so that he can bear witness of the Father to everyone.
我们知道耶稣是神的儿子，他道成肉身来到我们当中。
He came so he can make his Father known.
他是来告诉我们，天父是谁。
If that was the case,
如果是这样的话,
can the he be Jesus?
那这个他是不是也可以是耶稣呢?
Now, I don't particularly care either way.
我其实没有完全的意见。
But I would like to lean toward the he being Andrew.
但是我比较相信这个他是安德烈。
Because I would like to believe that it's the second thing he did. The first was witnessing to Peter, and the second being Philip.
因为我觉得安德烈当听到这弥赛亚消息，第一件事去告诉彼得，第二件事情就是告诉腓力。
First, he went and told his family member.
他先告诉他的家人彼得。
And then he went and told Philip, his friend.
然后他去告诉他的朋友腓力。
Now we also see that Philip was a witness.
我们也看到经文里头，腓力也为神做见证。
After following Jesus, Philip went and told Nathanael.
他后来就告诉拿但业。
Philip doesn't call Jesus the Messiah, as we have said earlier.
腓力并没有叫耶稣是弥赛亚。
Instead, he tells Nathanael that they, not him alone, because they stress the community already, because they're all in a community.
他告诉拿但业说，他们，这里强调这个他们是已经很多人都跟随。
That they found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and whom the prophets also wrote.
他们发现这位在摩西律法里头还有很多先知预言的这位。
But Philip here also adds where Jesus was from and who his father was.
腓力也强调这个耶稣是拿撒勒人，他是约瑟的儿子。
You see, these people were witnesses.
他们是在为耶稣做见证。
They bear the good news.
他们传播这个好消息。
They witness to their family and to their friends.
他们把这好消息告诉他们的家人，告诉他们的朋友。
Now another thing I did when I came down from this retreat.
另外一件事，我在这个我的那个夏令会后学到的。
Was that I started telling people about God.
就是我开始告诉我周围的人，跟他们告诉他们神是谁。
And people who knew me before, they thought I was crazy.
这些原来都认识我的人，觉得我好像发疯了一样。
They thought I became this religious nutcase or something.
他们以为我变成一个宗教狂。
When people ask me,
当朋友们问我
what had happened,
你到底发生什么事情了？
I will tell them that I somehow met God and God transformed me.
我告诉他在夏令会中我认识了神，我见到了神，神也改变了我。
Now, not only will I tell my friends,
我不但告诉我的朋友
and the people I hung out with,
跟我的周围随时跟我在一起的人
but I would also bring the good news to my family.
我也把这个好消息告诉我的家人。
I told two of my sisters.
我告诉我两个姐妹。
One of them accepted.
有一位接受了主耶稣。
I also told my brother.
我也告诉我的弟弟。
And I remember sitting down in the living room talking to my brother.
我记得我在我们家的客厅里头告诉我的弟弟。
and sharing the good news, the gospel with him.
我跟他传福音。
Now, did I know a lot about God at that point?
我那个时候并不知道，没有那么认识神。
Not at all.
我完全不认识。
But I wanted to share this happiness.
我跟他分享的就是我的。
This joy.
我心里的快乐，喜乐。
God with whomever I can, whether I knew enough about him or not.
这位神给我这么多喜乐，虽然我不见得我很认识他。
And so I asked my brother whether he wanted this God as his personal savior, and he said yes that night.
所以我问我弟弟，你要不要接受主耶稣做你的救主？他说好。
And we prayed together.
我们一起祷告。
And I continue being a witness to whomever I can, my family and my friends.
我不断地为我的家人跟我的周围的朋友做见为耶稣做见证。
I even had the pastors of my church come share the good news with my parents because I wasn't able to because my Cantonese is really bad.
我还找我教会的牧师来我们家里跟我父母传福音，因为我没有办法跟他们传，他我的广东话说的不好。
Even being yelled at afterwards, I would have pastors come on by to the house to share the good news with them.
虽然我父母不大高兴我给他们传福音，但是我还请我们教会的牧师来跟他们传。
The sad thing is that as time went on, most of my family members and my friends who became most of my friends became Christians from church. I'm sorry.
我觉得很遗憾的是，当我周围的朋友或者家人信了主以后
，And I kind of lost touch with my non-Christian friends.
我跟不是基督徒的朋友也就没有再联系。
My siblings fell away from God, and I didn't really do anything about it.
然后我的兄弟姐妹他们渐渐远离了主，虽然他们接受了主，但是我也没有为他们继续给他们传。
Now, one lesson I've learned is that as we grow in God.
我学到一个教训，就是当我们在主里头成长的时候
，We shouldn't wait to share the good news.
我们不要等去传福音。
The longer we wait, the harder it becomes.
我们越等，我们就越难做。
We become busy.
我们生活很忙。
We become lazy.
我们会很懒惰。
We become too apathetic to share.
我们会越来越冷漠。
Or some of us, we just don't care.
我们有些人 just don't care.
But there is an urgency to share the good news.
但是传福音有这个迫切性。
There is a sense of immediacy to be a witness.
我们要必须立刻为神做见证。
That's what the disciples did.
这就是那些门徒所做的。
They did not wait.
他们没有等。
They went immediately.
他们马上去。
And I believe that they went within a few days of meeting this Jesus.
他们在认识耶稣以后，几天之内他们就去传福音。
Finally, the last thing I've gathered from this passage
还有最后一件事我从这个经文以后得到的是
is the methods of each of them that each of them used in evangelism in their testimonies
就是我们传福音的方法。
Now, a lot of times when we share about our testimonies about how we were and how we are now
我们为神做见证的时候我们常常只讲我们自己我以前怎么样我现在怎么样。
But I love how the disciples did it. Instead of pointing to themselves, they pointed up at God and said, it's because of God, it's all for God, it's for God's glory.
但是这门徒传福音的方法他们并没有讲他们自己他们把荣耀把所有的恩典都归给神。
For the two disciples of John,
的约翰的两个门徒
John most likely taught them about Jesus or this lamb.
约翰在他们还没有认识耶稣之前就已经跟他们教导过神的羔羊
even before the disciples actually met him
在这些门徒看到耶稣之前他就已经跟他们讲过
John prepared them
约翰有告诉他们 教导他们
they knew about him and it took time for that information to sink in and to take root
要在还没有认识耶稣之前他们就已经在心里就已经认识耶稣这个需要一些时间才能够
Sometimes, for some of us and our friends, it does take time.
我们周围的一些朋友，我们跟他传福音的时候，有的人需要很长的时间。
And I want to encourage you to keep at it.
我要鼓励大家，我们不要间断，我们不要中断。
And to keep it up, keep sharing whatever you can about this God to them, and eventually, I believe they'll come to meet God when the time is right.
我们要不断地跟他们传讲这个福音，到时间到的时候，他们就会相信。
Now, Michael Lin, not the Michael Lin from our church, but Michael Lin was a youth at my old church and where I was interning.
我以前的教会有一个youth 叫做 Michael Lin.
He would come every Friday night faithfully.
他每个礼拜五晚上都会来教会。
Even though he wasn't a Christian.
虽然他还不是基督徒。
Now, eventually through a year or so of teaching from the counselors, through the sermons and the Bible studies, he eventually became a Christian.
一年下来，他听信息，我们一起祷告，我跟他的讲解，他终于成为基督徒。
It took him a while, but know that it does take time.
虽然花了一年的时间。
And it is a way that we can share the good news by teaching and preparing for it.
我们可以把福音传给我们的朋友，传给我们周围的人，我们要教导他，我们要不断的传讲。
Now Andrew used Messiah, as we've mentioned, to reach out to Peter.
安德烈跟彼得说，我看到弥赛亚。
Andrew did not tell his brother, I found the Lamb of God.
他并没有告诉彼得说，我看到神的羔羊。
You know, have you ever asked that question or wonder why he switches from the Lamb to the Christ?
你有没有想过为什么安德烈不告诉彼得说我看到神的羔羊，他要讲说我看到弥赛亚呢？
The reason is that I believe that Andrew probably knew that Peter was looking, he was seeking, he was hoping for this Messiah to come.
我想安德烈可能在心里知道彼得在寻找这位弥赛亚。
Remember, they're brothers, and so he figured he had found the Messiah.
他们两个是兄弟，所以他告诉彼得说：“我找到了弥赛亚。”
That he had found the truth himself.
他找到了真理。
And to reach to his brother, to reach out to his brother, was to tell him that he had found the Messiah.
但是他告诉他的哥哥彼得的时候，他说：“我找到弥赛亚。”
And after rousing up Peter's interest, Andrew brought Peter to Jesus.
他让告诉彼得说：“我找到弥赛亚。”彼得很有兴趣，想要认识他。他把彼得带到主耶稣的面前。
Now, how often do we share God to people who need hope and truth?
当我们知道我们周围的人需要希望、需要真理的时候，我们有没有跟他传福音？
Most of us know that Israel at that time was oppressed by the Romans.
在那个时候，以色列被罗马帝国欺压。
And that they were in hope of the Messiah to come.
以色列人很盼望弥赛亚能够来到。
And to liberate them.
能够把他们解放。
Peter was hoping that the Messiah would come.
彼得一直在找这位弥赛亚。
Now in the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus asked Peter who he thought Jesus was,
在路加福音以后，当耶稣问彼得说：“你认识我是谁？”
Peter proclaimed and confessed, "You are the Messiah of God."
彼得回答说：“你是神所立的基督。”
Now of all the things that Peter could have called Jesus, he called him the Messiah.
彼得可以叫耶稣很多的名字，但是他叫说：“你是神所立的基督。”
And the only reason I can come up an explanation for that is that Peter had been expecting the Messiah.
我想有一个理由，很可能的理由是因为彼得一直在找弥赛亚。
And Andrew had to have known that Jesus was the Messiah.
安德烈呢，已经知道耶稣就是这位弥赛亚。
Now having conveyed this truth and this hope to Peter, Peter's interest was piqued.
他知道彼得在找弥赛亚，他也知道耶稣是弥赛亚，所以他让彼得对这个弥赛亚更有兴趣。
And so Andrew brought Peter to Jesus.
所以安德烈把彼得带到耶稣的面前。
Do we know of anyone who needs to hear about hope?
我们有，你周围的人有人在需要这个希望吗？
Or truth?
需要找这个真理吗？
Bring them to Jesus.
把他们带到主耶稣的面前。
Now next we have the person finding Philip. Remember he...
有一段经文讲到在找腓力。
Whether that was Jesus or Andrew.
就是不管是耶稣叫腓力来跟随他，或者安德烈叫腓力来跟随他。
Now the interesting fact is that Philip was purposed or intended to be sought after.
在圣经里头说腓力是神已经把他拣选 来找他的。
The NIV says decided.
在 NIV 里头，他说耶稣想要到加利利，他耶稣已经决定要去。
Another translation would say wanted or purposed.
在其他的圣经里头，他们有翻译说他们需要或者他们有原因的去。
I believe what the word is trying to tell us or convey is that there was a reason, an intention or purpose for them to go after Philip.
不管他的翻译是什么，我想经文的意思就是说他们是有目的的，特别要去找腓力。
Because the timing is right.
因为腓力的信主的时间到。
Maybe you know someone who's ready to receive God.
也许我们认识我们周围的人已经时候到了，可以相信主了。
And all you need to do is find that person.
我们所能做的就是找到这个人。
And pray with him or her.
跟他一起祷告。
Can you think of someone in your life right now?
你能想到你周围的人吗？
Who would?
谁也要决定已经可以接受耶稣呢?
Finally, we have Philip's method of reaching someone for Christ.
最后我们来看看腓力怎么样为传福音。
Philip went and found his friend Nathanael and told him about Jesus.
腓力找到拿但业，告诉他耶稣的故事。
An important point to Philip's strategy is that he mentions Jesus, his hometown, and his father.
腓力告诉拿但业，这个是拿撒勒人耶稣，是木匠约瑟的儿子。
Now, why would he do such a thing?
他为什么要讲这些呢
？What's the point of it?
他的目的是什么呢？
In fact, some people would say that it riled up Nathanael, having him respond, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
很多人觉得拿但业听到了以后，他觉得很不明白，他说拿撒勒还能出什么好东西呢？
But there is merit in Philip's way of evangelism.
但是腓力这样做有原因的。
What Philip did was that he made Jesus relatable.
腓力让耶稣跟拿但业有一些关联。
Nathanael must have knew something about Nazareth.
拿但业知道拿撒勒这个地方。
And by stating Jesus' human father, it makes Jesus seem human and someone Nathanael can relate to and with.
然后腓力提到耶稣是木匠约瑟的儿子，让拿但业能够感觉到耶稣其实是一个人，也是人所生的。
Nazareth is a small town.
拿撒勒是一个很小的城。
So Nathanael might have even known of or heard of Joseph the carpenter.
拿但业可能根本就认识这位约瑟。
Do we go and seek out others to tell about this God of ours?
我们有没有出去为我们的神来传福音
？And do we make him relatable?
我们有没有把这位神变成我们可以感觉得到的神？
Sometimes for a lot of people, God seems distant.
很多人觉得神距离我们很远。
He doesn't seem like he understands us or that he's too busy up in heaven minding his own business.
神在天上太忙了，他根本不会管到我们。
But how can we make this God of ours relatable to people who do not know him?
我们如何在我们周围还不认识主的人，如何把神跟他们连接起来？
Now what can we do or say to these people?
我们应该跟这些人说什么？我们能够为他们做什么
？For one, we can tell people that our God was human.
我们必须告诉他们，我们这位神也是道成肉身的神。
And that he was also tempted but didn't sin.
他也被受过试探，但是他没有犯罪。
But a lot of times we tell people God is good.
常常我们就跟他们讲说，神是好的。
Which is good.
这是对的。
We tell people that God is great.
我们告诉神，神是很伟大的。
Which he is.
也是真的。
But we puff God up so much that he doesn't seem like a person we can relate to.
但是我们把神美化的，对很多人来讲，这个好像不是一个我们能够感觉到的东西。
That he seems really out of reach for people who do not know him. That this God is so holy, so righteous, and I'm such a sinner that I cannot approach this almighty holy God.
对一般的人不认识他的，觉得这位神是如此的神圣，如此的圣洁。我跟他实在距离太远，我没有办法了解他。
So I encourage you to make our God relatable to people and accessible to people.
所以我鼓励大家，我们必须把我们这位神跟我们周围的人能够连接起来。
Philip did that, and we should learn to somehow use that method also.
腓力是这样跟拿但业传耶稣的信息，我们应该也学习他。
We are all God's witness to those who do not know him.
我们应该跟所有不认识的神来做见证。
Sometimes even in the community of believers in this church.
有的时候在我们相信 的弟兄姐妹当中。
Although some of us, we go to church and we're raised in a Christian household.
我们每个礼拜去教会，我们在基督徒的家庭长大。
Sometimes it's hard to say, but a lot of us don't know God personally.
可是我们自己有的时候跟神，我们也不认识神。
Some of us here may even need to still receive God as our Lord and Savior.
我们今天在座的可能有些人还没有信主。
But for those who have, it is our duty and our responsibility as followers of Jesus Christ to go out and reach out and spread the good news to those who do not know Him.
对于我们已经成为基督徒的，我们的责任就是要去为主做见证，主传福音，跟不信的人传福音。
And I believe that is the importance of being earnest.
这是很重要的事情。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we do thank you for all the witnesses here.
神，我们感谢你，有我们这么多的见证人。
All the testimonies.
我们所有的见证。
The methods that were used.
我们看到他们传福音的不同的方法。
I pray that we would have the heart to follow.
我求主让我们每个人都有这颗心想要跟随主。
We would have the courage to go out and testify.
我们有这个勇气为神做见证。
And come up with ways to present you in a light people can relate with.
能找出正确的方法，把神你跟我们周围的不幸的人能够连接起来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.